Hello, guys. As promised, I'm finally getting my stuff together over here to do voiceover keyboard commands for the iPhone and iPad. So, VO equals control and option keys. So, read all, start from the cursor position VOA. Read from the top is VOB. Move to the status bar is VOM. Press the home button is VOH. Select the next or previous item is VO right arrow or VO left arrow. Double tap an item is VO space bar. Double tap with two fingers is VO dash. Choose the next or previous router item is VO. VO command up arrow or VO command down arrow. Choose the next or previous speech router item is VO command left arrow or VO command right arrow. We're going to assume you know where your command and all of that is. So, but just to run over here, if you're using one of these keyboards, it down by the space bar, it goes function, control, option, and command. And then on the right one, it's a it's option and command.
It's actually in the reverse of that, Sean. Command and option.
Well, the command is by the space bar.
Mm-hmm. On either side.
Command, so command and option are on the right of the keyboard here. And the command keys are like the Windows keys of the alt, you know, they called them alt keys next to the space bar. So a lot of these keyboards only have one control key. So, all right. So now we are still in the VO commands, the using the keyboard with the voice over commands here. Adjust speech rotor item volume. Which that would be voiceover command up arrow or voiceover VO command down arrow. So, got to get back in my groove here. Mute or unmute is VOS. Turn the screen curtain on or off is VO shift S, remembering that VO is standing for voiceover, which is your control options keys held together. Turn on voiceover help is VOK. Return to the previous screen or turn off, and I've got to turn the page. Voice over help is escape. And the next item we have is moving and editing. Still using VoiceOver, okay? Move to beginning of line is Command left arrow. Move to end of line is Command right arrow. Move to top of the document is Command up arrow. Move to the end of the document is Command down arrow. Move character by character is left or right arrow. Move word by word is option left or right or option right arrow. So it's an option left or option right arrow. Add shift key to most of these to select text. Select word by word. Select next or previous line. Shift up arrow or shift down arrow. Option shift right arrow or left arrow. So now we go to our quick nav keys. It seems like something got left out, but I read it just as it was. Turn on quick nav is, or you turn off quick nav, it's a toggle like, is to control voice over using the arrow keys. Turn quick nav on or off with the left and right arrows pressed together. Select the next or previous item is right arrow or left arrow. We're in quick nav mode, remember that. Select the next or previous item. And then, okay, specified. We're doing another page here. By the rotor setting is up arrow or down arrow. Select the first or last item is control up arrow or control down arrow. Tap an item is up arrow and down arrow together. Scroll up, down, left, or right is option up arrow, option down arrow, option left arrow, and option right arrow. Change the router. So we're going to change the router is up arrow and left arrow, or up arrow and right arrow together. Single, okay, and if we remember that double tapping an item out of, when you're in quick nav, is the up and down arrows pressed together. So that was a keyboard command left out there. So, and when you press that up and down arrow together, it can also get